Amen. Praise the Lord. You tuned in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio show. At this time, we're going to ask you to put your minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. We ask you for mercy, for grace, and for guidance. Lord, we ask that you will look down on each and every listener, that you will bless them right now with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, we ask right now that you will cause this radio broadcast to be a blessing to everyone who is listening, and let it extend, O Lord, as far as it is for your will. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are looking unto you. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Oh, my God, we ask that you will wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask you, Lord God, to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, and cause us to walk in your statutes, to walk upright before you, to speak the truth in our hearts, to keep your commandments, to obey you, Lord. And help us, O God, for we are down here, Lord, waiting on you, and we can't do anything without you. We're waiting on you, Lord, to move by your power even the more. We're waiting on you for deliverance, O God. We're waiting on you for the saving of souls in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We come to you, Lord Jesus, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, Lord, to work on our faith. Help us, Lord Jesus, to keep our faith in you. Help us to evermore look to you, O God. Be merciful, Lord, and save dying souls everywhere. Lord, remember those who are hungry today and have no food to eat. Provide for them, O God, that they might be fed both spiritually and naturally. And remember those, O God, who are without shelter. Oh, Lord Jesus, provide a place of safety for them in the name of Jesus. And those who are incarcerated, have mercy, Lord, and save, my God. Blot out their sins and take them away from them. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, Lord, and we count it as done. And we believe you, Lord, for the healing of the sick. Those who are sick, Lord, who are listening right now, we know, God, that you have the power to heal them. And we pray for their healing right now. Those who are bereaved of their loved ones, we ask you, Lord God, to comfort and console them even now. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We just thank God for this radio broadcast and for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time. You're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are here today to give glory and honor to God, to lift him up in praise, to worship his holy name. And we extend a very warm welcome to every listener on this afternoon. May the Lord bless you greatly. At this time, I do have on the line with me Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is the licensed evangelist from the Headquarters Church in Camden, New Jersey, and also my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides here in Baltimore, Maryland also. And today is actually her birthday. Amen. God has blessed her to see another year. At this time, we're going to turn this portion over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Bless the Lord and thank God. I give honor to God to everyone on the line. God bless Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Mabel Edmond. Thank the Lord for another year. I'm going to read the opening scripture. It's taken from the 40th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 40th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering thou, hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 40th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses. And truly, God is a great God, and wonderful, wonderful works he has done. And yes. I'm going to go ahead and sing this song. Pray for me. Lord.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if there was the Lord, you made a way. Standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. And now we're here, I'm looking back on where we come from, because of you and nothing we've done, to deserve the love and mercy you show. Your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if there was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. We're standing here only because you made a way. We're standing here only because you made. You move a mountain. You call the world to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing
Just this conference, this teleconference, this radio broadcast.
Amen.
I thank God for you, and I thank God for God making a way.
Yes.
He's a mighty God. He moves mountains.
Thank you, Jesus.
He
did.
He walls to fall.
Yes.
With his power.
Yes.
But thank God. Evangelist Hameen, back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Just thank God for the beautiful scripture that was read, the beautiful selection, and of a surety, God made a way. We have Evangelist May on the line as well, so we're going to hear from her right now.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. We are happy to come to you again on this radio broadcast. We are thankful for the word of God that was read, beautiful passages of scriptures, which I love. It was a psalm of David and how he said he waited patiently for the Lord and he inclined unto him and heard his cry. David, when he got in trouble, oh my God, he had to pray. And he prayed and prayed until the Lord came to his rescue. He heard his prayer. And he delivered him. But David waited. He waited on the Lord.
Yes, he did.
And then he was delivered. And that's what we have to do in this day and time. We have to wait on the Lord. David said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Glory to God. If we just wait on God, whatever it is that we need,
Hallelujah.
God will give it to us.
Yes,
whatever healing or deliverance we need, God will give it to us if we just wait patiently. Don't get in a hurry. Don't rush. But just wait right there. When it seems like nothing is going to happen, you continue to wait right there. When it seems like your prayer is not being heard, stay right there and wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, my God.
Yep.
We'll come to your rescue. He sees your sincerity. He sees your earnestness. He sees your faithfulness. And he will come and he will deliver you.
Yes,
so David was offering up praise unto the Lord because he waited on the Lord and the Lord heard him and he delivered him. And then he put a new song in David's mouth. And that's what God will do for us. He'll put a new song in our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. We can sing a new song unto our God and sing praises and give worship unto the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Because my God is a deliverer. He's a strong deliverer.
Yes,
he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Made a way through the wilderness. Glory to God. He opened up the Red Sea so that they can pass through.
All right.
Dry ground. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Don't tell me God won't deliver. He will deliver.
He will.
I tell you, he will deliver you speedily. And you just continue to trust in him and wait on him. God will do what he said he would do. He is the God of his word, and his word abideth forever, and
Amen.
He can't lie. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God is a deliverer. I thank God for that beautiful passage of scriptures that she read. Then she sang the song to back it up. God made the way.
He made a way.
Waiting on the Lord. He made the way. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thought
you were going down. Hallelujah. God came and he rescued us. And he held us up with his right hand of righteousness.
Thank you.
God kept us in the palm of his hand. I tell you, God is good. Thank God for those scriptures and for the beautiful song coming through. Evangelist Khadija Hameen, God's word is true. It's good. Somebody said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God
for the
exhortations, that little sermonette coming through Evangelist May. She sounded stirred up. I mean, God made a way. Hallelujah. Beautiful, encouraging words. I just thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done thus far. Praise be to God. And I do have a few verses of scripture to share with you on this afternoon. If you will get your Bibles ready, amen, to turn to the scriptures with me. And I would like to focus on St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 25, and also verse 34. And then I'd like to move on over to the 11th chapter of St. John. And there are, I just want to start with verse 1. And go as far as I can get in the time that is remaining. Praise the Lord. And if I don't get it all done today, I'll just have to do part two. Amen. Praise be to God.
That's all right.
I have to say the truth that God's word is true. And
amen.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I like to read the word of God so that people will know it's coming directly from the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Nothing I made up, nothing I came up with, amen, but it's directly from the word of God. Praise the Lord. So let us turn our Bibles to St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 25 and verse 34. Starting with verse 19, and it reads, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. And he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Moving down to verse 34, but I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to stop right there. Praise God. And just mention a title, if I were to use for a title, it would be Honoring Jesus, the Son of God. And if I were to leave a thought with you today, it would be get ready to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this, Jesus had just healed a man who was going to the pool called Bethesda, where the angel would come down during a certain season and trouble the water. Hallelujah. But there was a man there who had a condition and was not able to walk, but he had no one to put him in the pool. Praise the Lord. And so he had that condition for many years. But when Jesus came on the scene, he healed the man, told the man to take up his bed and walk. Oh, glory be to God. And then the Jews, when they saw that, they got upset because they were stuck on traditions and whatnot, and told the man that it was unlawful for him to carry his bed on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But God does everything for a reason, and God is the one who chooses the day and the time. Hallelujah. And so he knew that the Jews would approach this man. But God's glory was about to be revealed. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus, he began to respond to the people and began to encourage them to give honor where honor was due. In verse 19, how Jesus began to say to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," and this word verily means truly, "the Son
yes.
can do nothing of himself, but
Amen.
What can he as the Father do?" I'm doing everything
yes.
that God is doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he was
All
telling
right.
them in essence. Says, "These also do it, the Son likewise, like Father, mm-hmm. like Son." And I know you've
yes.
heard that phrase before. Many of us have. Like Father,
yes.
like Son, like Mother, like daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus was following after the Father. He began
Amen.
To explain how the Father loved the Son. Amen. And showed him all things. Whatever the Father was doing, he kept nothing back from the Son. But here, I want you to take note of what Jesus told them in the 20th verse. After
yes.
he told him, the Father showed him all things that he did, he said this, "And he will show him greater works than these, that ye
yes.
may marvel." Hallelujah. In other words, you might have seen this man get healed, but there is so much more to come. Thank you, Jesus. How Jesus talked about how the Father raises up the dead and quickens
yes.
them. Oh, yes, Lord. And so the
Thank
Son
you.
Had the same power to raise up whom he would and to quicken them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God had given Jesus, had committed to him all judgment. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In other words, the Father didn't necessarily have to do the judging, but he gave that to the Son to do. This is why
yes.
we are encouraged to honor the Son. Verse 23 says that all men should honor the Son, even
yes.
as they honor the Father. He that honoreth
mm-hmm.
not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. And of a sure God sent Jesus to save the world. Thank you, Lord. Jesus gave his life that we all might be saved. And he was telling the Jews this so that they would be saved. He came to save men's lives, not to destroy them.
Praise be to God. Now, I want to go on, move on over to St. John, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 1. And it reads, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." Hallelujah. "Therefore, his sisters to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They knew that Jesus had the power to make him well. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
So they sent to Jesus. The fourth verse says, "When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Oh, praise be to God. He had already told the Jews that God was going to do greater works, by which they would marvel. Hallelujah. And so he explained to those who were around, when the word came to him and said, this sickness, not unto death. And he wanted them to understand that the glory of God was about to be revealed. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, now Jesus loved Mary and her sister Martha and also Lazarus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Verse 6. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Hallelujah. God moves when it's time to move. Not when we want him to move. Not when we think he should move. Hallelujah. Praise God. But as the psalmist said, I waited patiently for him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So Jesus was waiting on the word from God before he moved.
Amen.
Verse 7, then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? With God, we don't have to fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Praise God. In other words, I'm going in the light of day. Oh, praise be to God.
Yes.
These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Oh, praise be to God. The words that Jesus spoke, the disciples didn't necessarily grasp or completely understand what he was saying. Amen. So they mistook what he was saying to them. And the 13th verse says, howbeit Jesus spake of his death. So in the 12th verse, saying to Jesus, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. In other words, don't wake him out of his sleep. But that's not what Jesus was referring to. He was referring to his death. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
So the latter part of that verse reads, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, also go, that we may die with him. You know, people have a terrible misunderstanding about things. And sometimes when God is about to reveal his glory, when God is about to make a move in your life, the enemy will come and plant a negative thought in your mind to try to cause you to focus away from God. Hallelujah. To turn your mind to something that's not good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And then Jesus, he said this in the 17th verse. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Verse 18, Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. She had this faith to believe that if Jesus were to ask God to raise her brother up, hallelujah, she knew God would do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Verse 23, Jesus says unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, praise be to God. Verse 24, Martha says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, praise be to God. The life was right there all the time. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Amen.
He asked, hallelujah, he asked Martha, do you believe this, Martha, that I am the resurrection and
Amen.
The life? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe that whosoever believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And if you live and believe in me, you will never die. Do you believe this? Thank you, Lord Jesus. She replied in the 27th verse, oh, yes, Lord. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She began to honor Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And she was about to see the glory of God revealed right then and there. Going on to verse 28. And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. But they misunderstood. They didn't know where she was going. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, hallelujah, she went to Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
And when she saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. She said the same thing Martha said. Oh, praise. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 35 says, Jesus
wept and I thought about how Jesus loved this family. Oh, praise be to God. And how he is acquainted with all of our griefs. And he saw the grief and agony of Mary and Martha at the loss of their brother. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. He began to feel compassion on the inside for them. Thank you, Lord, for the loss of their loved one. Verse 36, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Oh, praise God. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? So somebody recognized that Jesus truly is the Son of God. And
amen.
That it was possible that if he had been there, Lazarus would not have died. They recognized the power of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he thinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. But you know, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
There is
Amen.
Nothing too hard for God. God
Amen.
Can do everything. Oh, hallelujah.
Everything.
Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Hallelujah. She wasn't prepared, neither was she ready to see the glory of God that very day. Oh, hallelujah. But God has a way of showing up and making himself known in our lives. Thank you, Lord. God reaches out to us so he can reveal his glory in his own time. Took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I want you to pay special attention to how Jesus prayed to the Father and the words that he said. He called him Father. And he began to thank the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I thank thee. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He just began to give thanks in advance for what God was about to do, for the glory of God that was about to be revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Glory be to God. Before he even prayed a word, he just thanked God for hearing him. And he said, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it. Oh, thank you, Lord, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. It was all about knowing that God sent Jesus. Hallelujah. God wanted the people to know this by the works that Jesus did. Everything came directly from God. Jesus was sent by God himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lazarus, come forth. Oh, praise God. Jesus cried out with a loud voice. And the people around could hear Jesus calling Lazarus. But as Jesus began to say back in the fifth chapter, he was saying that the time was coming, and now, oh, glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. He was saying that the dead were going to hear the voice of the Son of God.
All right. Amen.
And so Lazarus, being dead, he heard, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He heard the voice of the Son of God calling him
Amen.
By name. And he spoke in a voice that only
yes.
the dead could hear. Oh, praise be to God.
Yes.
So when we are dead in sin, we can't hear that voice. But when Jesus calls out to us, the Son of God, when he calls us out, hallelujah, we can hear his voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when Jesus called Lazarus by his name, Lazarus heard Jesus only. He didn't hear none of the other people around, but he heard the voice of Jesus. And when
yes.
he heard that voice, he woke up out of his sleep.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Jesus commanded him to come forth. And Lazarus forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes on. And his
Amen.
Face, hallelujah, was bound about with a napkin. So Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him
yes.
go. It was the custom of the Jews to wrap these bands around the dead and to put a napkin over their face. And the way they laid him in the grave, that's how he got up. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so they had to loose him and let him go. And then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Oh, praise be to God. That's what it was all about. So somebody would believe on Jesus. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what
Amen.
Things Jesus had done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Anytime God is blessing you, the enemy
All right.
is mad and he's angry about it. He doesn't
yes.
want you to be blessed. He doesn't
Amen.
Want you to progress. He doesn't want you to be prosperous. He doesn't want anything
Amen.
Good for you. So he finds a way to discourage you. He finds a
Amen.
Way to impede your progress or to stop
yes.
you. Hallelujah. Cast doubt in your mind concerning the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But God got a way of showing us his glory. So get ready to see the glory of God. And the people who came against Jesus, these were religious leaders. These were people professing to know God. They're the ones who wanted to kill Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But there was one in the midst of them, a high priest. Verse 49 says, and one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all. Oh, hallelujah. He began to put the people in their place. You don't know anything about God. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Verse 50, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole
Amen.
Nation perish not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did it so that we would not be lost. And the high priest began to, in other words, preach to them and explain to them how important it was to understand that one man needed to die for the people and for the whole nation not to perish.
Amen.
Verse 51, and this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. God's children were scattered all abroad, but Jesus came to bring us together and to make us one. Oh, thank you, Lord. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Why? Because they were stuck up on their own pride. Hallelujah. They were worried that everybody was going to believe Jesus. They were concerned that they were not going to have any members, oh Lord, or any followers. Praise be to God. But it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise be to my God. So it's very important that we honor the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And get ready to see the glory of God. And this is what the Lord did in the midst of people who were conspiring to take Jesus out, to put a stop to him, and to stop his ministry.
Amen.
And this is how the enemy works. Oh, while the Lord is blessing you, he's out trying to find a way how he can curse you, or how he can stop you.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you today. Oh, thank you, Lord. To honor the Son of God. Don't be distracted by the things that are going on around you. Don't be discouraged today. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to make that commitment today, don't let the enemy stop you. Praise God. Don't let the negativity get in the way.
Amen.
But get in a hurry and come to Jesus. Get in a hurry and call on the name of the Lord, and he will save you. Amen. If you have any doubt in your heart, ask the Lord to take away all the doubt and to give you understanding. Hallelujah. To give you clarity. You may be confused in your mind, not sure what to believe, which way to go. The Lord will lead and guide you. He will be there for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even if you're dead in sin, he will call your name. Thank you, Lord. And you'll be able to hear him.
Yes.
As a portion of my testimony, I was dead in sin, and the Lord called out to me, and I heard his voice. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he had mercy on me, and he saved me. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He'll do the same thing for you.
Amen.
At this time, where you are, wherever you are, petition known to the Lord. Repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. We're going to believe God together. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to touch and agree on the same thing. I might not can hear what you're saying to God. You can even say it out loud. But God can hear everything you're saying. Even if you don't speak a word out of your mouth, he can hear it in your heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your heart is saying to him, he can hear you right now. And we're going to take all those petitions right now, and we're going to go before God in prayer, and we're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now. Oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you for hearing our
yes,
prayer.
Lord,
thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. Oh, my God,
yes,
for answering our prayers. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, for dropping all the charges.
Glory,
we thank
Jesus.
You right now, Lord God, for making
yes,
a way.
Lord.
We thank you for moving in a mighty way, Lord. We thank you for revealing your glory to us. We bless your holy name, and we praise you right now. We magnify
yes,
you,
Lord.
And we lift you up,
yes, Lord.
Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We
Lord,
believe
you, Lord,
that we have the petitions that
believe,
we've asked
Lord.
In this prayer, and we count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. We bless
you.
Your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify
yes,
you. We give you glory and honor, for all belong unto you. And, Lord, we pray
yes,
a special
Lord.
Prayer for every listener. Oh, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them abundantly, Lord, that you will move in their homes and in their lives.
Yes.
And whatever they're going through right now, Lord, you know all about it, and you are acquainted with all of their griefs. You know what's going on in their minds. You know the thoughts before they even reach their minds. Oh, Lord, we are asking you to fix it. Lord, work it
yes,
out. Do it, Lord
yes,
Jesus. Let it be done,
yes,
oh God, according to your holy will. We praise your name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now we'll hear remarks from Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message. I tell you, we have to honor God. Oh, my God. We have to honor God and his son, Jesus.
Amen.
Because they are one. You
yes.
can't have one without the other.
That's
so we
right.
must honor the Lord. Beautiful Amen. Message. The Lord can do anything and everything.
Yes.
He
Lord.
Raised Lazarus from the dead. Somebody believe God.
Yes.
And God proved himself. And if we take God at his word and believe him and believe on him as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Somebody out there receive the word of God, and God will do just what he said he would do. He will manifest himself. He
yes.
will work every situation out in your life, because that's the kind of God that we serve. We hope that you have been blessed through this beautiful message, and we want to encourage Evangelist Amin to keep letting the Lord have his way. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Don't hold back. Let God have his way. Somebody
Amen.
Want to be saved. Thank God for the word. God bless you. The service back into the hands of Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May. Always encouraging. Amen. Now we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God
Amen.
For the word, honoring
yes.
Jesus, Son of God, telling us to get ready to see the glory of God.
Yes.
And that was a beautiful, beautiful message.
Amen.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And if anyone would like a
Amen.
Copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And let us remember to pray for, continue to pray for the bereaved Edmonds family, the bereaved Marshall family, bereaved Calloway and Potts family. want to remember Charisma Bishop, Mariah, and Deja Thomas. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type his name in, Elder Barry Johnson. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. This can't be live streamed right now, but they're working on it. Ministry Emmanuel Hogues and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. some Fridays and some Saturdays. The phone number is 339-209-6891. You can even call the number to get a number of a previously recorded session. And I know there are other ministries, again, that I may have missed, and if you'd like me to list them next time, please feel free to go to our website and leave them in a comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you want to leave anything in tonight's broadcast, like even your name that you want added to the prayer list or any other name that you want added to the prayer list, feel free to leave it in the comment section. If you have a prayer petition or someone else, if you know someone who may. If you would like to mail us something, postal mail, you can send us maybe a letter or an encouraging word, P.O. Box 27148, that's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And that are all the announcements that I have at this time. Evangelist Amin, back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those announcements coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And again, to her for having me.
Amen. Thanks, the Lord. And I did forget to mention our 58th annual and church anniversary that we're currently in right now. Do you have that number on hand?
I believe I do. It's a
5-0-8. Thank you, Ms. May.
924-2348.
Yes, and that in our climax service is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Feel free to join on our line, and you know, in our anniversary service with a bang, as they say.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we just thank God for this radio broadcast. I have been enjoying the Lord all week long. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. The anniversary revival, the word of God has been coming and just encouraging and reviving my soul. Praise the Lord. God is doing great and mighty things, and the glory of the Lord is being revealed. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. God, I feel excited. I feel good down on the inside.
Yes.
For what the Lord has done. And I thank God for Evangelist Maybell. I thank God for you. And I really am very encouraged. Praise the Lord through the words that you say. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that little sermon that I felt like letting you go ahead on. And just,
Amen.
You know. Amen. Praise God. I was really enjoying that. We will be hearing from you in the near future. Amen. Praise be to God. So I just want to thank God for take this time out and thank God for my daughter, because she has truly been a great blessing. And I just say the truth that I am so encouraged by her faithfulness to the Lord and being a young person.
Amen.
Amen. And how she has continued to walk before the Lord, to seek to please him, amen, and to be an example to others. So I'm grateful, and I just thank God for you, daughter. And
thank God for you.
I know I've said it a few times, but once again, happy birthday.
Amen.
Thank you.
Also, I just want to take this time and thank God for all my listeners. Praise the Lord and for your support. And I can say the truth that God has truly blessed us through your love and your support and your prayer.
Yes.
I just want to say to you, keep us in prayer. Amen. God loves you, and may heaven smile upon you. I thank God for my family, and I received a text on last from one of my nephews, Caleb. Praise the Lord. If you're listening, I love you, and I thank God for you, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. Praise the Lord. At this time, this concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon. Please tune in with us on Friday at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. God bless you.